Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us.
One.
Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Getter, Tumblr, and on Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And you can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post. Encoder of words, revealer of mysteries. Silence be good is my name. Herein is the encoder of words and revealer of mysteries. This article follows our prose, a type of fictional writing with a message. Do not miss this post. For the love of God. In these modern times, we laugh at sin and joke at how bad things are. This is until it affects a nation, its people, and the lives they are living. And do not miss this post. Christian hope, faith, unashamed. Christian hope is a lost and dying world can make a renewed hope for many today. Our faith as believers is unabashedly and truly unashamed. Do not miss this post. Offended. The world and the faith of Christ. Not have any faith, let alone the faith of Christ? Ask the world a faith question, and chances are they really will not have no clue as to the genuine issues of Jesus Christ. The latest posts on warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post. Mysteries Given, Secrets of God and Men, Part 4 on Sound the Shofar. Mysteries given to all people, but to all it is not given to know them. The disciples were given to know the secrets found in the teachings of Christ. Do not miss this post. Judgment of Truth, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 53 on Battle Lines. Judgment of Truth finds itself being understood by Judah, who after 70 years found themselves delivered, headed to Jerusalem. The goal was to live, build, and put up another temple. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Rising, by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. And The Rising details a takeover of America where there's danger and intrigue, the nation's at risk, and dark forces are plotting to bring this country into the globalist new order. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you could also visit our Christian books and resource shop, and there you can purchase The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to today's broadcast. We are in a snowy, chilly morning. I love it around here when they say 1 to 3 inches. Most of the time, I never see the 1 inch. Okay, give me some 1 inch snows. That's fine. Up in the mountains, you can let it go because that's where our water comes from. Nevertheless, we're doing good here. How about you? This is Sound the Shofar on a Friday. And we're glad to be here on a Friday, Tower Night, because we're busy all the time. All the time. And this is a morning show. And we delve into some light topics at the beginning. And then we go into teaching. In time affliction, survival, practice, he shall judge, part 12. And we'll talk about that in a bit. It's one of those things today, living in a world that is difficult to live in. And as I was browsing a little bit this morning, not much, I noticed that some group that monitors senior citizens and how everything's affecting them came out and talked about Biden being a senior citizen has done more to harm senior citizens than any other senior citizen that they know of. And he's got them living in poverty, they said. The other day, someone asked in front of a reporter asked him, "Are you going to run again?" He said, "I don't know about that." Apparently, they hadn't handed the note to him to tell him, "No, you're not going to run. Yes, you are going to run." I doubt that they're going to announce much of anything. Period. And then when they get their ducks in a row, they'll tell everybody. But for a bumbling old dementia-ridden, someone who's been taken advantage of, and someone who's also nasty and spiteful at times. And that can come from dementia. Biden has done more to screw up America than any other president. But see, while we may, those of us who don't want him to screw up America, while we look at it, hey, you're screwing up America. Those behind Biden, including Schumer and Pelosi, were doing God's work. And part of that work is to overrun the nation with illegals, of which Schumer and Pelosi could care less, I guess. But you know, there is some truth here, because America needs to repent. There's some things America needs to do, and America doesn't want to repent. And we have a whole bunch of woke young people now. Pure nonsense. If they want to believe it, that's up to them, because one day they're going to stand before He who knows all things and is judging all things, and they ain't going to get very far. And there's so many things wrong that, you know, we need to repent. And for 25 years, next year is our 25th anniversary. No, we're not going to have a big celebration. But 25 years, we have gotten into this after the Lord called me for that specific purpose. And we have pretty much 100% of the time developed websites and broadcast, starting out in shortwave, then to satellite, now just doing it on the web. And we've had just about someone on our websites. I mean, we have had someone on our websites from just about every nation on earth. That's what our statistics shown a long time ago. I don't look at stats anymore. And I don't do news anymore. And so, I do a little bit like I'm doing now, chatting about it. But you see, the thing of it is that if the Democrats worked as hard to help America as they do to destroy it, then we could get somewhere. And on the heels of all this, some major spokesmen from all the, not the coal companies, but those who are in charge of all those electrical production facilities that use coal to keep America's electrical grid going. They warn because of Biden's policies. And yesterday I was talking to Tower, and the day before we've been discussing it. Because Biden and his administration, out of the blue, raised some charges that coal companies and, well, in this case, gas companies and, you know, all the stuff that we use to stay warm per metric ton went up triple, which means everything you buy is going to go up. This from the Biden administration and the liberals, who just as soon see you starve. And of course, Zuckerberg's been on record talking about this years ago. You know, none of this is new to Tower and I. And the reason it's not new is because back in the 90s, and you go forward, it was clear. We knew what Obama's policy was and what he was going to do. He was on video talking about destroying, you know, the coal companies and the gas and the oil. Now, you see, I'm one who's used coal. I've used fuel oil. And I've used natural gas and propane. And I can tell you, in our neck of the woods, you're not going to live without these products. And that's what they want. But see, they figure that they can stay up in D.C. and tell y'all everything to do, and you're going to be like a bunch of dummies and keep electing them and doing what they say, even when you're freezing to death. Now, years ago, I was telling people that I didn't think America had the guts to stand up because it had had such a soft lifestyle for so long. And what I see today, you prove me right. Because you tolerate cheating in elections. There's no protest. I'm from the 60s. Everybody protested. But see, people protest in their own way. I'm not in for protesting and burning cities down. But the bottom line of it is that there's going to be a lot of dead people in America, which Zuckerberg and others who said we have too many people on the earth. You see, and one of the reasons they say that, they can't control all the people. They want to control. They want to put them all in a centralized location and put them, you know, on a system of finance that they can shut your account off. We know all this. We knew it a long time ago. So when they started rolling out this old crap, excuse the expression, it was not anything new. We know about this stuff. We were talking about the end of days back in the 70s. There's nothing surprises us. We don't like it, but we know where it's headed. And we know America today stands on the brink of being overthrown totally and destroyed as far as your lifestyle. But you see, many, many years ago, I was told, when God first called me, America, as you know it, will cease to exist. And that's not all, but that's what I'm going to share. And guess what? For me, it has, ceased to exist. For a lot of the younger generation, it hasn't. They don't know about that. Everything is new to them. Every generation has to relearn. And if you're a corrupt generation, you teach your generations to be corrupt. And that's exactly where a lot of these young people got these outrageous ideas and wokeism from. Matter of fact, if you follow the communist ideals for America, their goals, they've accomplished about all of them. Yeah, we knew about those a long, long, long time ago. It's never been new, the communist goals for us. But see, we had people in charge that weren't crazy, weren't nuts. The men were men and the women were women. They were strong people, strong generations. My dad was strong. And morally strong. And he fought in World War II in the South Pacific. My grandfather was in World War I. He was in the Navy. My dad was in the Navy. I was in the Navy during Vietnam. And you know, scattered in America, there are a lot of veterans who fought in wars and who love this country. And there's many of them who gave a leg or a life or more than that in Vietnam. My heart goes out to them. And my heart goes out to the lost generations of kids I see. And so when we go through end time affliction survival practices, and that's this series, I do it because I know what's coming. And for all this time, I've spent it warning, teaching, talking about these things. Because I want you not to perish. I want you to know the Lord. And I want you to be blessed. And yes, I got news for you folks. That although I say all this stuff is coming, make no mistake. There is a difference between judgment on the wicked and judgment on the righteous. And yes, the righteous is going to go through some tribulation. They already are. But there is a difference. There is a different outcome. He shall judge is our focus, is a testament to a day that all nations and peoples will face the Lord God. And as well, it brings to us the fact that as Christians, the second death has no effect. That's because of Yahshua, Jesus. In any end-time affliction or trouble, there is a need for survival practice. And one of the first ones we talked about in the beginning was the fear of the Lord, which Scripture says is the beginning of wisdom. We trust in the Lord and commit our way into Him, believing He will keep us and our families in times of trouble. For this is the end of days. Tribulation and trials are here. Not the full tribulation yet, but we're still facing tribulation. And He shall judge is on the horizon. And this will come on the earth as a snare and judgment. These are the end times. So as we look at this, we're going to be in Revelation to begin. There is judgment on America right now. There is judgment on the nations right now. It's not the tribulation yet. I mean the full-blown tribulation. And I mark it like this. I don't care what you mark it by. You can do whatever you want to. I don't care if you believe in the pre-trib. I don't care if you believe in the mid-trib. I don't care if you believe in the post-trib. I'm looking up and watching for the Lord every day. I don't go by this pre, mid, and post. But I got news for you. There's a lot of American churches and Western churches, mainly American though, that believe that there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. And that's what they've been taught. So that's what they're looking for. Revelation 11:18. The nations were angry and thy wrath is come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged. That thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Now we know the nations are angry. Today, right now, well, of course, you know about Kim Jong-un. And they just got their latest ICBM, which is a huge mother, I'll tell you. That thing was sparkling. They had it all painted up. They had a whole bunch of people smiling out in front of it. I couldn't see Kim there, but maybe he was or he wasn't. But it's clear what Kim and his people are saying. That particular ICBM, or ones like it, would be headed to the U.S. should the U.S. do anything stupid. And they might even send it just because. You have Russia that's invaded the Ukraine with no signs of stopping. And Putin's angry because he hasn't destroyed him yet, and America's helping him. So along comes Brittany Griner, who spent most of her time in the limelight dissing America and hating America. So she gets arrested for the illegal product, and they sentence her to a labor camp in Siberia. Well, today, some of the ex-cons from that labor camp, they're Russians, made the news and said it's going to be really tough for Brittany. Very tough. People die up there. It's not going to be easy. Now, you see, I'm from the 60s, as I said. You know, pot was everywhere. And the one thing that they did back then is that if you just had a little bit, man, they would put you back to where, you know, they had to pipe light to you. And if you distributed it, dear God in heaven, you'd think you was a mass murderer. Well, all that didn't really help any because they're talking about, and the Biden administration wants to legalize it. We already have people drugged out on fentanyl. Do you really think we need to legalize marijuana? Why don't we just let everybody, you know? Maybe it'd do Congress some good if they were all high on grass all the time. Yeah, why not? They're screwed up there anyway. Little pot ain't going to hurt them. Oh, and they might go to the bad stuff. Yeah, that would screw them up. Because coming from the 60s, I saw my buddies. I know what it did to them after a while. For me, I told them, this stuff's too good, I don't want any more. But you see, the thing of it is, the nations are angry today. The wrath, has the wrath come yet? No. Right now, you're seeing a judgment of God, and the judgment of God is redemptive. It's pressure that God puts on nations and men to get them to repent so you don't have to face his wrath. You're facing his correction, but the nations aren't going to listen. It's going to get worse. And yes, the servants of the Lord, the prophets and the saints, they are going to get rewarded. But you see, the thing that we pick out in this verse of Revelation 11:18, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Now see, this is something I want you to understand. This is Revelation. This was written a long time ago, and it tells you that there are those that God is going to judge at the end of time, because they destroyed the earth. Now, this is not talking about the ecology. This is talking about leaders and people who work an agenda for power, for control, and in the end, they end up killing a lot of people. And the reason we know they're killing people is because they're destroying the earth. And when you destroy the earth, the living things on the earth die. So he's going to come back and destroy them which destroy the earth. And them. Here depicting people, leaders, and those that had the power to make vast changes. Matthew 24:21, for then shall be a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now you see, this day is coming. But between you and me, the Lord can put it off. And he could. Because God works around timetable and nations and people. And the harvest. Abraham couldn't get his land right away because the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full. And it took hundreds of years until it did become full. And then, of course, there was sin in the camp, and Israel wandered around the desert for 40 years. But you see, when this thing comes, it will not be like anything this world has ever seen. Now, you notice when we're talking about the tribulation and the troubles, comes at the exact same time when Daniel's prophecy that knowledge shall be increased in the end of days, that today we can see because our technology is superb today. That's the reason I can do broadcasts in my own studio and get this word around the world. That's why I have certain people, companies that carry this around the world in other countries. And because the reach is global. That is technology. But I've also warned that technology will enslave you because that's what it's going to do. And see, they want to take away your ability to have food, your ability to live where you want, the ability to have your own home ownership, the ability to work at any job that you want. The perfect ideal for these globalists like Klaus Schwab out of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, who is working with the leaders of the nations, including Nutcase up in Canada, those in D.C., and around the world, throughout Europe. That's what he's doing. Klaus Schwab is a German. The Germans started World War I, the Germans started World War II, and World War III by Klaus Schwab, who is the son of a Nazi officer and head of the World Economic Forum, is starting World War III because he wants controls, and his sample country, the one he thinks is the ideal, is China. And if you ever took a close look at China and the way the people live in their small little cubicles, and then they're locked up in those cubicles like they were last time and people were jumping to their death, they will also weld shut the doors so they can't escape. You see, this is the sample, the example, the perfect country that Klaus Schwab likes. Klaus Schwab is also a pervert. He's corrupt. You have to research it to know these things. And then there's those who aren't going to move. They'll kill him. There will be war in America and many other nations. Why? Because they're going to come in and they're going to take over your country. And those people in charge will either do it what they're told, or they will die. You know, and there's been a lot of people that's been killed. And I remember time back when there was a lot of different people getting killed, especially around the Clintons. This country has a certain undercarriage of evil that we don't see, but it's there. We see the results and we discount it. Jeremiah 25:31, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh, he will give them that are wicked to the sword. Now see, today the Lord pleads with the nations of men through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's right. That's the only game in town that's going to save you. He is Lord of Lords and Kings of, King of Kings. He is the Almighty in Revelation 1. And at the end of the book, Revelation 22, there's a little passage that says, "He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still." And there's a couple of other comparisons in this verse. Then it goes on to say, "Behold, I come quickly. And I will give to every man according as his work so be. A righteous man's reward or a wicked man." See, during the time of the prophets, God pleaded with both houses of Israel through those prophets. He says of them, "I awoke early and I sent my messengers, the prophets." But Israel wouldn't listen. If Israel would have listened, both houses, the northern tribes wouldn't have been totally taken captive, removed out of the land, and mixed up in the nations. And Judah would have never gone to Babylon. And see, he gives you a choice, but most people will make the wrong one. Because they love darkness more. Jeremiah 25:31, "A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations." The controversy is one today you can take care of by following the Lord, repenting of your sins. Micah 4:3, "And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. And a nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." We'll see the contrary to that verse. There's another verse in Scripture that says they'll beat their plowshares into swords and their pruning hooks into spears. And they're going to make war. It's a call to war. And in the tribulation, there will be war. There will be plagues. The whole earth will come unglued, it seems, in the heavens. But you see, these verses, these last two and another one here, Zephaniah 3:8, "Therefore wait upon me, saith the Lord, until the day I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy." And there is coming a time, Peter warns, about the earth destroyed by fire. Haggai, "And I will shake all nations. The desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory." Revelation 7:14, "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." So these have everything in common: the end of days, tribulation, trouble. So when I deal with the end of days, it'll come in its own time. But if this nation could repent, then God would call off. And that is Scripture. You'll find it in Jeremiah. There is. Jeremiah wrote down God's formula. And that's what you have to understand. That right now is a dangerous time. And now that America is truly being overrun, and nobody's rushing to stop it except those on the border, if this nation has a depression. You see, the Biden administration does not take care of the vets and the other homeless on the street. They've been there for a long time. And I've talked to some of the homeless. I was trying to help a guy, and it was snowing. I said, we've got a place that you can go, and they will feed you and clothe you and take care of you. And it's the same thing you would see in the inner city, even. I mean, it's... it's a Christian organization that will help you. Oh no, can't go there. They're filled with demons. I don't want nothing to do with them. I said, okay. And he went and sat down in the snow. He wouldn't go over there where it was warm. So you can't make people do what they don't want to do. Another guy I met on the street was an ex-preacher. And I was talking to him, and he had backslid. He admits it. I ended up praying with him. I didn't have much in my wallet, but I gave him what I had. I never seen him again. So there's going to be a great tribulation. There's going to be judgment. There's going to be controversy. And it's for weak and strong nations. China will be affected. Russia will be affected. North Korea will be affected. Matter of fact, some of the strongest leaders on earth will fear and shake when this hits. And then when we really get into judgment, Peter warns in 1 Peter 4, 16 through 19. Now you see, we're talking about this because this is survival practice. He will judge. You have two choices. Do I want to survive or I don't care? The bottom line of it is I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the churches need to repent. Every one of them. We need to stop preaching some of their doctrines that they're preaching because they're wrong. And some of these preachers like Warnock, who says God endorses abortion. He likes abortion. Or he thinks it's fine. Warnock is profane as a preacher. This guy's no more a preacher than the devil is. He's got the name, and he preached in a church. So he's a preacher. Minister. But he ain't a minister of God. He's a minister of lies. And believe me, there's a lot of them out there. The devil is in the pulpit. The devil is in the churches. Not in all of them. And not all churches are like it. Not all church boards. But Christians, it's time to wake up. And you need to stand up. And you need to pray. We need not just a bunch of Christians going to D.C. Them people could care less. D.C. is a stronghold of witchcraft, demonic entities. It is corrupt. D.C. will burn to the ground one day. So if you live in D.C., you need to repent, and I would suggest getting out of there. and for that place to be the place where our government is. And of course, the other one where they really had an impact at the beginning of our nation was Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has become a hellhole. And that's how far we've come. But see, the point we want to do, the churches need to repent, the pastors need to stand up, the evangelists need to stand up, and we need to stand up as one voice in all of this land, and we need to tell this country it needs to repent. They need to get rid of a lot of this doctrine they're doing. But see, the big thing of it is, the Democrats have for a long time, targeted the young people. And of course, there's been other targets on the young people. And they also endorse this drag queens thing. And I seen another photograph of a drag queen made up. He was nearly naked with about a 4-year-old boy. Highly impressionable. This is damnable. This is where your country is right now. And so if you think a president is going to change this, it's not. Now, Trump can do a lot of stuff. I use him because he did do a lot of changes. He just wanted to make America great again, and he has more enemies than you can shake a stick at. They want to destroy him. Biden administration and all the Democrats are afraid of this guy. And they've got the FBI. They've got every means up there. And they're all filled with Biden's selection of more immoral misfits. And America's a joke on the world stage. And you know this. I'm not telling you something you don't know. But Peter says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Because there is going to be wrath, and it's going to be on the wicked. Revelation 16:1, part of the verse says, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now this is the wrath of God tribulation. Revelation 16:5, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another voice out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, and true and righteous are thy judgments. You see, even today, and Tower and I report on the persecuted church, but they've been persecuting saints since the early church. They persecuted the Lord. And America, this they're going to take on the church in America. Now, we've got a Satanist church and a lot of Satanists and there are a lot of kids in it. We've got a lot of young women that like witchcraft and witches, have convinced themselves of good witches and bad witches. It's all wicked. Scripture says, suffer not a witch to live. That's in the Torah. Well, we don't do that today because we've got the cross. We've got the grace of God. And the Lord will forgive you. We don't go around killing the wicked. We go around telling about the grace of God and how God can change them. and give them peace and love and joy. We don't go out and shoot them. We don't hang them. But I can tell you, Christians have been hung. And they have been enemies of their own cities. So when we talk about survival practices, as believers, we have faith in accordance with the Word of God. We have available to us, and I believe this, wisdom, knowledge, and we also speak of prudence. And in the end time, you and I can have discretion to have good judgment, making decisions that are correct. We can be clever, ingenious, and skilled at clever tricks needed to survive. In other words, we can have well-considered, carefully thought-out designs and plans and conclusions. This will help us in these last days. When our efforts fail us, we trust the Lord for the rest. He gives us wisdom, knowledge, and prudence again. Flows out of this. See, and that's where you need faith. And I've said this a lot, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Revelation 12:11, you want to know how to overcome in the book of Revelation? And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The blood of the Lamb, that's the blood of the covenant. That's him dying on the cross and atoning for your sins on that cross. And the word of their testimony, they share the word of their testimony. And then they love their lives not unto death. For whosoever loses their life for my sake in the gospel shall find it. And whoever confesses me before men, I'll confess them before the Father and his angels. That's their testimony. That's how you overcome in these last days. Revelation 14:12, here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Even John speaks of the commandments of God. I suggest you read John until you find everything. So we look at America, and we find out quite plainly that we are in trouble. You know it, and I know it. And we keep looking for the magical bullet. For many, you know, especially those who follow Trump, you know, he is the hope that they have. And they don't like the fact the way he's been treated. I don't like it. But you see, the bottom line today is, you have lost America. That's all there is to it. Now we need to get it back, if we can. And that's all there is to it. That's why We want revival in America. We want people to repent. Because if people repent here, truly repent, then God will repent of the evil that he was going to do by sending judgment. He recompenses evil for evil. So you better think twice. Do you have children? Do you have loved ones? And I said this many, many years ago, you need to move out of the inner cities. Because the inner cities, you know, they're hell holes now. It's going to be even worse. And you notice the Democrats aren't rushing to change anything. Because there is a thing that if you don't study Marxism, if you don't understand, and you don't have to study it, but you have to know what they do, their mode of operation. The mode of operation is to overload the system, which was what Obama wanted to do. And that's where Biden overtook it. Took it over. And their goal is not to fix anything, but to destroy. Because only in the destruction of a nation can you force the people to wake up and it gets so bad they finally accept really the very thing that's causing all the trouble. And you see, Klaus Schwab's version is like that, but only worse. This is some old German whose father was a Nazi, and he has some of that blood in him. And there's something about these dippy Germans out there. And I can talk about that because I'm German. I know about Germans. But also have some other sides to me. My grandmother that married my German father, she was Norwegian. She was a Christian. And that's where the faith on that side of the family came from. Her faith flowed and influenced my dad's faith. And I was raised that way. But see, Christ has not abandoned us. He's given you a choice. Get on the right side, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow him with all your heart. Confess your sins. Look to him. Get in the Word. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight, for your Word this morning, rather. Bless this word to the hearts of those that hear it whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Check out my books. And the latest one, The Rising, it has some enlightening prophetic things that I wrote before COVID, before all this really got bad. And it's in the book, The Rising, a fictional book about America and what happens. Get the book, read it, and then send me a comment through our website contact page. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.